Assalamu alaikum to all our dear listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Ocean of Dua. I congratulate you for the birth anniversary of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and I hope we can all be blessed to prepare the earth for his promising advent and partake in the army of hope and justice. Here we are for another episode and another journey. I'm Mujtaba Farzana, your host for today's episode. Since the profound verses of the Munajat Sha'baniyah don't cease to astonish us, we are going to continue our previous topic. So let's waste time no more and get into today's segment of the Munajat.
قد لذت بك يا إلهي فلا تخيب ظني من رحمتك ولا تحجبني عن رأفتك.
Now that we have admired the beauty of these lines, let's read their English translation. My Lord, certainly, he who recognizes you shall never be anonymous. He who seeks your shelter shall never be disappointed, and he to whom you turn to does not fall victim to dejection. My Lord, certainly, he who abides by your path shall be enlightened, and he who resorts in you finds refuge. Indeed, certainly, I have taken shelter in you, my Lord. So please, do not let down my opinion in your mercy, and do not exclude me from your knowledge. My dear friends, in today's line of the dua, we read, "Man intahaja bika lamustanir," meaning that if we implore God to show us the path, we will be enlightened. The concept of light in Islamic literature has long been the central point of discussion. Many of the Quran exegetes saw themselves dumbfounded by the verses of Quran regarding the concept of light. The famous philosopher Sheikh Ishraq was drawn to the key notion of light so much so that he built his entire philosophical system on it. Indeed, the most luminous way is the path of God. In the Noble Quran, we read, "Allahu nuru samawati wal ardh." He surely is the light of the heavens and the earth. In some of the Quranic interpretations, the true definition of light is ascribed to the one who enlightens the others and does not require to be enlightened. Is there anything or anyone but the one and the only Lord of the universe who has that power? Literally everything, from the smallest insects to the biggest stars in the sky, reflect God's infinite light like a mirror. So the very first step for everyone who wants to light the way is to recognize the source. Now that we have come to this understanding, how can we benefit from Allah's illuminative existence? The Noble Quran has the prescription in chapter Hadid. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَآمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ. O you who have faith, be wary of Allah and have faith in His Apostle. He will grant you a double share of His mercy and a light to walk by. Before we delve deeper into the interpretation of this verse, let's take a short break.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Dear listeners, this verse of the Quran is an amazing one, since there are intricacies and subtleties in it. The Lord of the universe addresses the believers and orders them the second time to believe in God and His Messenger. This is beyond just a regular faith where you believe in God but not wholeheartedly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse promises light only to those who have taken their faith to a higher level. This thought-provoking verse got me thinking about many people who call themselves a believer but refuse to act out the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to do. Performing salah is part of Islam as much as helping the needy is. Standing up against the tyrants adds up to a true believer as much as fasting does. It is not for us to accept the societal rules and leave behind the personal ones, or vice versa. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in parts of the book and deny the other? It is then and only then that we can expect to receive the double share of God's mercy and His light to show us the path. In these auspicious days, do not forget to include us in your du'as and let us all pray for the reappearance of the Imam of our time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان.
يا شباب، أحبك يا شباب.